Let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard the phrase, anything goes? You know what I mean when I say that, right? It's when you're in class and your teacher says, hey, there are no dumb questions here. Anything goes. Or you're at a school dance and somebody says, nah, me, I don't dance. And you respond by saying, yo, this is a judgment-free zone. We listen and we don't, right? On the dance floor, anything goes. Or maybe you had someone who would babysit you when you were a kid and they'd be like, sure, you can make a pillow fort and eat spaghetti on it. I don't care. When I'm in charge, anything goes. It's basically the idea that there are no rules, no boundaries, and no one telling you what to do. It's like the ultimate dream because, hey, freedom, right? But let's be real. If anything goes really happened, things could get wild in the worst way, couldn't they? Imagine a world where there were no traffic rules and anything goes. That's terrifying. That's pretty much the world we live in now. And for that matter, imagine what your student ministry would look like if we said anything goes. That's a little scary, isn't it? Here's the thing. In our world, situations where anything goes are rare. Think about it. Mixed martial arts, or MMA, may seem like a no rules, anything goes kind of sport, but in reality, it operates under a very comprehensive set of rules. They even have a list of 31 things you can't do. They don't let people run in there and just fight however they want. Even in MMA, anything doesn't go, and freedom comes with significant boundaries. And that's what we're talking about in this series, MMA fighting. Nah, I'm playing. We're talking about freedom. Because while freedom is a gift, it is also more complicated than we often think. Because the truth is this, at some point, all of us have wished for more freedom. We look around and we ask, why do I have to follow so many rules? There are rules at home, rules at school, and rules on the road for those of you who are driving. And it makes us wonder, why can't I make my own choices? Why does it feel like I'm constantly being told what to do? At the same time, how many of you have ever felt overwhelmed by the responsibilities you already have? Maybe it's schoolwork, sports, practices, family chores, or just being the older sibling who always has to help. It's like, how am I supposed to enjoy my life when I'm so busy doing stuff I don't even want to do? So, we often want more freedom and we think that means we'll have less responsibility, but what if they're connected? Can we have freedom without responsibility? How does following Jesus change how we navigate both freedom and responsibility? We can look to the Bible as we look for answers to these questions. But before we get started, it's helpful to know that Christians divide the Bible into two sections. The first is what's come to be known as the Old Testament, or OT. Before Christians started calling it the OT, they were simply the Jewish scriptures that helped the Jewish people understand what God was doing in the world. The Old Testament is a collection of stories, histories, lists, laws, poems, wisdom, and prophecies that captured the Jewish people's experience with God. All of the moments recorded in the Jewish scripture were written before Jesus walked the earth, but they still ultimately pointed to Jesus. And that's where the second section comes in, the New Testament, or NT. The NT is also a collection of books and letters that shared the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, and how the message of Jesus spread from Jerusalem to the rest of the world. For this series, though, we're gonna head back to the OT. In fact, we're headed to the very first book of the OT called Genesis. The word Genesis literally means beginning. It's kind of like our origin story, and we'll spend a lot of time there throughout this series. At the start of Genesis, the beginning of the beginning, we read about how God created us for good, loving relationships in the Garden of Eden. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Did you catch that? Humans, you and me, the people you know and don't, all people were created in God's image. Now, of course, being made in the image of God doesn't mean we physically look like God. Rather, this means we have value and worth. We reflect who God is in the way we love and help others, create beauty in the world, and even solve problems and think. The writer goes on to say how God blessed the humans. God said that all that was made was good, exactly how God intended. Let's keep reading in chapter 2. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. Did you catch that? God placed Adam in the garden to work it and take care of it. And Eve was created later with that same purpose. But here's the point. Work and responsibility are part of God's original design. Adam and Eve had the freedom to explore the garden and enjoy the beauty of God's creation. But their freedom wasn't just about doing whatever they wanted. It came with a purpose. Humans were created to partner with God in taking care of the garden. And here's what's even cooler. Responsibility wasn't just something they had to do. It was something they got to do. It was good. See, freedom and responsibility, they go together. Think of it this way. You can't experience freedom without practicing responsibility. Think about it. This isn't just true when it comes to the Garden of Eden. Freedom almost always comes with responsibility. Let's talk through some of the freedoms you have and the responsibilities that may come with them. Maybe you just got your driver's license. It's such a crispy sound. That's so exciting until you also have to pay for gas. This only costs you $35. And help with oil changes, whatever those are or do. I don't know. I don't even know how you... Or maybe you get a job to pay for the car payment or insurance. Yeah, you guys are not stealing my information, okay? Now, that's a big freedom. But if you don't drive, you may have a phone. And that may not seem like a huge deal until you lose your phone privileges, but it is a big deal. A phone gives you access to your friends and a ton of information. It also comes with the responsibility to keep it charged. And to get the right charger. To not break it. Y'all, if you are living without a phone case, I'll pray for you. Or lose it, and maybe you have to pay for it yourself. But don't worry, phones only cost this much. Finally, maybe you have the freedom of a later curfew than you used to have. But now, you have the responsibility to make more choices for how you spend your time. Will you go to the party? You guys wear these at parties, right? Or will you study for your test? And yes, it will all be on the final exam. Maybe you didn't want to hang out with friends that late, but you don't really have an excuse anymore, so you have to be responsible for communicating your boundaries. This idea isn't just true when it comes to driver's licenses and curfews or phones. It's also true when it comes to our spiritual lives. As we get older, we experience more freedom in how we spend our time, what content we consume, and who we interact with. We have the freedom to choose whether we will be intentional about spending time connecting with God through prayer. We have the freedom to choose whether we will be kind to the person who we don't like. We have the freedom to choose whether we will engage in content that doesn't honor others. When we choose to be responsible with these choices, we can grow in our faith and character. Later in the New Testament, a leader in the church named Paul wrote to a group of Jesus followers in the town of Galatia. He wrote this about freedom. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. Paul confirms that freedom isn't just about us and what we want. It's about how we interact with the people around us. We have a responsibility to use the freedom we have to serve one another with love. Remember, often it's easy to see freedom as a gift, and it is. However, freedom comes with responsibility. When we begin to see responsibility as a gift too, everything changes. When we remember that responsibility was part of God's original design, we realize that responsibility gives us purpose, helps us develop wisdom, and leads to growth. Imagine if we all started seeing responsibility differently. What if instead of looking at it as an inconvenience, we started seeing it as a gift? Think about how your family or your school or friend group would change if everyone took responsibility more seriously. Imagine how much trust would grow, how much more freedom you might experience, and how much more you'd enjoy life. I think it could be absolutely amazing. So what does this look like in your life right now? Let's break it down with some practical steps. One, take responsibility for your choices. Want more freedom at the place you live? Start by showing your parents or guardians that you can handle the responsibilities you already have. Help out around where you live without being asked. Keep up with your homework. Own your choices, good and bad. When you do, you build trust with the people around you, and trust often leads to more freedom. Two, use your freedom wisely. The truth is that you already have some freedom in your life. How are you using it? Are you making choices that reflect the kind of person you want to be? Like, if you're allowed to hang out with friends after school, are you choosing friends who encourage you and build you up? And three, ask God for help. Sometimes responsibility feels overwhelming. That's where God comes in. God doesn't expect you to figure it out alone. Ask God for wisdom, patience, and strength to handle the responsibilities in your life. When you follow Jesus, the Holy Spirit will help you see the ways you can use your freedom well and be with you, encouraging you each step of the way. So, here's the challenge for this week. Take one step toward practicing responsibility. Maybe that means doing your chores without complaining. Maybe it means apologizing when you mess up. Maybe it means asking God to help you make wise choices. Or maybe it means acting in a loving way towards someone who's sometimes hard to love. Whatever it looks like for you, remember this. You can't experience freedom without practicing responsibility. But when you choose to be responsible with the freedom you do have, you're stepping into the life God designed for you to live. One that's full of purpose, joy, and true freedom.